Rise Up Tampa Bay Peace Organization holds weekly anti-war demonstrations throughout the Tampa Bay area. Yesterday's protest went on as scheduled with a few dedicated and concerned citizens who protested at the busy intersection in Largo. A highly active protester is Tom Lingo, who has been participating in demonstrations for a year. He wants to raise awareness on the military retention techniques for soldiers often referred to as a reverse draft. This is a situation where soldiers who are either retiring or have fulfilled their contract are extended to stay in the military longer to support the Iraq mission.
A lot of people are in the military now who can't get out. I mean, this backdraft thing is pretty amazing. Stop-loss orders and there's a lot of people that are, there really is a draft going on in this country. People are being forced to serve in the military that don't want to be.
Lingo and his fellow protesters are also concerned about the U.S. military spending in foreign wars, saying that money could be better spent elsewhere, such as for education and city infrastructure.
The United States is right about 48% of all the world's spending in military, and that does not include the roughly $10 billion a month that is being spent on the ongoing wars.
University student Tia Michael, who studies sociology, brought another perspective to the peace vigil. She wants people to hold their government responsible and encourages them to be more proactive citizens to bring change.
When I live in the richest country on the face of the earth and I am denied health insurance and people have teeth rotting out of their head in the wealthiest nation in the world, something is way wrong.
Michael feels strongly about the purpose behind the protest. She is expressing her freedom of speech and is gratified when drivers honk as they drive by, indicating their support.
And a lot of people would say I'm wasting my time out here, and that may be the case, but it's better than doing nothing. And I have a really difficult time just sitting in my home complaining about these things. And me being an individual lacking huge amounts of numbers of people to start this change, to enforce this change, it's kind of like the only thing that I have.
She spoke about common concern about education in the U.S. that fails to adequately teach students about civic responsibility.
Making people learn about their country and how our government operates in school rather than teaching to the test so they know how the correct bubble to fill out, then the only chance at education is by people like us willing to stand out here and hold up a sign to maybe generate some kind of thought around the issue.
Another protester was Chris Ernesto, a local activist who believes in many good causes, ranging from anti-war to other issues such as women and gay rights.
But things are so deeply rooted in United States imperialism and oppression and racism and sexism that we have to try to get to the fabric of the people. And propaganda that people are subjected to every day via CNN and NPR has to be offset with them seeing some other messages.
Ernesto shares his concerns with his fellow protesters across the many spectrums of consumerism, education, government misspending, and the war in Iraq.
But it's time for a change. The economy of this country is floundering, would be kind, and it is in large part due to the greed and rampant consumerism and the war. We spent $700 billion on war and only $65 billion on education, and it's high time that we change our priorities.
These protesters are committed to grassroots movements and hold the hope that they can incite enough activism to bring about change at state and national levels. For anyone interested in participating in future protests, you can go to the website at riseuptampabay.com. For WMNF in St. Petersburg, Andrea Lipka and Colin Krupstakis reporting.